everybody. We're here again. Another wonderful VBS radio program, I presume. I mean, up. So today is May 23rd, 2012. So, anybody have any questions out there? Today is our self-empowerment theme. So, do you have any self-empowerment questions? Or maybe you got self-empowered by one of the clearings that you can call in and let us know. And we'll see if our co-host is out there. Carrie, are you out there tonight?
I'm out here tonight, yes. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everybody. Wednesday night, Station 1. Maybe you guys, who was it? Somebody typed in that, Heal, if you could let us know if the audio is okay on the phone line, because BBS will fix that right away if they hear that it's not. So let's see, May 23rd, 2012 tonight. Thank you, Larry, and it's Wednesday. If you'd like to call in about any of your self-empowering, empowerment results or questions or stuckness, we can see if Ron can help you with that. So our numbers tonight are listed under the Station 1 play button on the BBS page for Ron, Creation Lightship, bbsradio.com/creationlightship. And the numbers are for the U.S. and Canada. The toll-free number is 888-627-6008. Excuse me. And then if you can't get through on that one, area code 530-413-5011. Otherwise, type your questions into the fast chat here, and we will we'll get to the questions. So I see David here is saying that he has completed his spirit barcode. Well done, David. So that will be very empowering for your spirit in terms of ascension and getting out of here. So that's wonderful. So, Ron, Eileen is asking, what are the latest or upcoming clearings? So I guess the latest new one that is up would be the Earth Protection Timeline Crash. So that one, hopefully everybody is doing. That's a free one under Sample Healings over on the left side in the drop-down box on the homepage there. There are those two drop-down boxes, the Recommended Healings and the Sample Healings. Which
yeah,
it's kind of more than a sample. It's actually the whole clearing, and you can run that up to whatever you want to put in the timer, actually. I do some short ones if I'm not going to be here for long. Well, actually, I don't anymore because I have my little photo of Carrie that I stick in front of the screen. So even when I go out now, I leave it up for a long time, but I put it up at night a lot, too, when I go to bed. Want to add anything or say anything about that clearing, Ron? Because I know quite a few people are having good results in terms of those who feel abductions. I know we've had several people say they're not experiencing abductions anymore from running that clearing, which is a huge benefit. And, of course, it's helping in many other ways, too. So, Ron, you jump in now.
Okay, that's, it's a very good clearing. A lot of people love doing that. And it, the Earth Protection clearing just makes you feel better. Actually, me, I'll just go right now and go to the website and click it on and start running the clearing, and maybe you can tell me how it feels for you, maybe after 15, 20 minutes here. That would be wonderful. And that's the newest clearing up. Got another one coming up probably by end of the week here, I think. Still being worked with. It's about the nanotechnology information. When it comes up, we'll let you know about that. Probably be maybe on the Friday or Saturday show if it comes up. So that's where we are with that right now. And let's see here. What else is new? We added a drop-down box on the
Ascension barcode.
Barcode with all the alien races there, which could maybe overwhelm some of you. It's the same box that's on the alien attack page. We added the Egyptian and a couple other things to that. But you may want to visit that and do some clearing. So that is a way to help yourself out. A lot of weird stuff is happening now with the energies and the humans wanting to be, the aliens wanting us to be more on the food chain, I guess, at the end of the year here. So anyway, check out that clearing, and do it right now, everybody. Go to creationlightship.com, go to the left-hand side, and I think it's under the second box there, under sample healings, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the second drop-down location, I think.
And yeah, it's either the second or the third.
And click on that and just start running that, and maybe give me a call, call into the show, or, you know, let us know how it's doing, maybe about half past. Well, Carrie.
All right. So we have a question from Adam, and he's asking if you would explain what a spirit barcode is.
It's a tracking barcode for your spirit that looks out of your eyes. You have one on your body for abduction, and you have a barcode on your spirit so that it can't leave here. Remember, the aliens, these unwanted universal travelers, these energies from the unseen realities that we know nothing about, but we know that they control us. If you don't know that, and this is brand new to you, just realize that it's fact. You don't have to think about it and wonder why and how and why are they doing this to poor me and everything else. This is what they are doing, and they don't care one way or the other, whether you like it or not, they are doing this. So, from that, ways to help yourself out on the website, we have the Alien Attack page. That's $30 for the month. I think it's $10 a week. You can get on there to help yourself out. There's many, many, many clearings. We also have some sample ones where we can help you out with that. The Gray Sky Clearing is wonderful. If you haven't done that yet, do that. That will help your the area around you, maybe even the town that you live in or city, to have better skies. We have an oxygen clearing. We have an alien head connector clearing. We have a satellite clearing. Anything else we have up there, Carrie, that you remember? Yeah, the Be Here Now clearing?
The head implants and there's a tracking barcode of some kind or other. I'm just going there so that I can read it out here.
While you're still here, Adam, that your spirit had a barcode on it, and each time your spirit comes here for its forced, instance free will, mandatory reincarnation into a body, and we're stuck here, it has the barcode so it can be found and brought back to the land of darkness, controlled by these Utes, and the Utes then bring it back here again for another lifetime, so it can experience and have a life for them to control you. Take that spirit energy off your spirit. So that's the way it works. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So the ones in that drop-down box are Be Here Now, the Satellite Timeline Crash, the Gray Skies, of course, the 2,000-year barcode removal, the alien head implants, the alien oxygen code, and the alien tracking barcode removal. So those are the ones that are currently up there. And, of course, the Earth protection one. And Jeremiah is saying that he runs the Earth protection in the gray skies 24/7, and he hasn't had a cloud for 2 weeks. That's great.
Good. Great.
And Janice is saying, I feel safer when running the new clearing. That would be the Earth protection timeline crash. That's the one that stops the alien ships coming into our timeline here. It freezes the timeline. It disconnects the link between their timeline and our timeline, and then the military goes off and deals with the whole situation. So it's basically preventing alien intervention on the ones coming in on timelines that get attached to our timeline that we're living on. So where was the next question? I wrote a couple down. Oh, yes, Heal was mentioning that I guess she's getting a lot of mosquito bites lately, and there is that bites and stings, and I can't remember what it's called, but there is that clearing there, so she's wondering if you could do a sample for mosquito bites. And this is the physical mosquitoes, I'm assuming, not the energetic ones that you take out on the call.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So, one, two, three, four, or 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, oh boy, 7, 8, and 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. Okay, so let's just see what's happening here. Let's do another clearing here for everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, oh boy, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's get rid of some toxins. If you want to get a little glass of water, once you do so here, we'll see if we can help you out with that here. So get a glass of water, everybody. And we're going to charge that up for maybe mosquito stuff. Getting rid of toxins here. And we'll just see how this works out for you. Here we go. 1, oh boy, 2, 3, 4, just hold it in your hand when you get it, 5, 6, yeah, that's heavy, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, dear. 1. Oh boy, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, oh boy, 8,
oh dear.
9, and wow, like I'm hitting a brick wall here. 1,
really?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, there we go. Hopefully all is well. Enjoy your water. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Was that, are you still doing mosquitoes?
Yeah, that's for mosquitoes. Yeah, water for the mosquitoes.
Yeah, because I'm all itchy now, and I wasn't itchy before, and I yawned, and I've been scratching my shin. I lived in the tropics on and off when I was growing up, so I'm wondering. I don't have a current mosquito bite, so I'm guessing that must be. Oh gosh, now my arm is itching, and now I'm all dizzy. Wow, that is wild.
I mean, we'll see what's happening. Maybe you're bringing back the energies here.
Yeah, I just had a real like vertigo wave. It's gone now, but it came. That was really bizarre. I was thinking about, oh, well, I'm not going to feel anything because I don't have any bites. I don't have any mosquito bites right now. But I did feel a bunch. Oh, now my upper arm is itching. Wow, how weird. Yep. Now my forearm is itching again. Okay.
No. Anybody else? You want to take over her itches?
Unless I'm trying to see if anyone else is scratching on the fast chat.
Only on this show.
Ron, are you taking calls? Yes, we're taking calls tonight, Donna. Do call in. I'll scratch and you can chat. Let's have a look, because Mike is saying lots of us had bites. Tom's saying very heavy. golly, I wonder if some energetic mosquito stuff got dealt with there too, kind of as a side clearing that. I don't know. I don't know if that would happen without your intention being put on that, Ron. Now the back of my neck is itchy. This is so funny.
Yeah. A deep doo-doo.
Yeah.
Deep
mosquito doo-doo. So Marty had a question, kind of goes with all this itching a little bit. She was wondering if the 7 generational clearings would help with allergies that you had tested positive for. So I guess we're all allergic to mosquito bites. So, but what if you're allergic to other stuff? Would any of the 7 generational clearings help with that?
Boy.
I guess it depends what's behind your allergy.
Yeah, it would be kind of hard to answer that one. I just don't know. Now, if it can go, this stuff can go in all different directions.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if somehow the judgments of your ancestors have made you sensitive to certain foods and you develop an allergy, if that's what's behind it, then I would think a 7 generational clearing would help. But how you would pin down which one to use, I don't know. And how we could figure out whether an ancestral judgment leads to an allergy in a person, I don't know how we'd figure that out either. Kind of sounds possible, but I don't know how to narrow it down to a yes or a no, and therefore, you know, if it's a yes, which clearing, but interesting question. All righty. Okay, I'm looking for questions. So, Donna, oh, there's the beep. Hi, is this Donna by chance?
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question.
Great.
No, I don't have a question.
Okay.
Big one, a little one.
Sorry. No, I don't even know what the... Well, all right.
You have a comment.
I have space issues, and they're increasing as the day goes on. And I need a suggestion on a clearing or a direction.
Okay.
Got sinus problems increasing, sores at the sides of my mouth growing. And now, as of this evening, my lower left eyelid has like a nerve problem, and it just bulges out for seconds. And just weird stuff. The last 10 days, it felt like my whole lymph system was just not working or backing up. And today I did the skin misting for infection and some of the drinking water for in infection. But it doesn't seem to have any effect.
Doesn't have any effect? Wow, that's pretty bizarre. Let me...
it's like an attack. I feel like an attack of some sort. So.
Oh, dear.
A critter in the face. A critter in the face, Ron.
Yeah, this
that's what it feels like.
Does it feel like you got one of those things on your face that kind of looks like a bunch of legs and it's stuck on your face? Well, if anyway, let's get that off. Here we go. Duck. One, two, stuff the legs here. Three, four, five, six. Oh, we are 7. 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And get off some more of these energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Hey, how is that feeling for you?
You know, I felt a lessening. I actually started to smile for the first time today.
Oh, good.
A lessening. I know where my eye is. I know. You know, I do have a comment. Yesterday, I did something that I don't think I ever had done before, and I went to a funeral service and then to the cemetery, and it was everybody seemed to be Catholic there, and I'm not, and I felt the whole as they were speaking and everybody sung and spoke with the minister or whatever. I always felt confused in those environments, but knowing you, I was able to pretty much just stand apart from all that and just and kind of just be neutral.
You happen to watch the emotional body hop from people?
You know, that thing with the crying, it kind of happened from person to person to person to person, yeah.
There you go.
You know, people getting sad. And it happened to me.
Yeah. Oh, let's get them out. Let's get rid of the residue. Okay. Great. This is good. Well, you have any residue from this guy? It's a guy, right? A man who died?
No. It was a woman.
You're kidding. Feels like a man. Maybe. Was she very old? Is her husband living?
Her husband's living, yes.
Wow. Wonder what the heck. I'm picking up a male energy.
Maybe the husband that died before is with her. They trucked around as a pair.
Okay, so let's hit this one here. So here we go. Let's get rid of this energy. So this will be out of view here. One, two. Oh boy. Three, four, five. Wow. Six, seven. 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, 1, 2. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's see what that one does, okay? How's that feel?
All right. I'm much calmer.
Okay, yeah, that thing somehow wanted to stick around with... Maybe one of its friends were with them and liked you or something, you know?
That's cute. Well, every time I had the day off and I was home housekeeping, and every time I looked in the mirror, I didn't recognize myself at all.
Oh, man.
I'm like, who's in there? Who? What was going on?
Wow, really?
So thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, let's make sure we got everything out, okay?
All right.
Let's see if they got any other critters in there. Here we go. Just see if your body changes here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And there's something else there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do one more time here to make sure. 1, This is probably also affecting people online who've ever been to a funeral, too. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's hope that this got rid of this sucker with people. So how do you feel?
Not so angry. You know, I the eye bulging thing. What every time it happened, I would just be just mad for no reason.
You have anything about fishing? Did this thing ever? It just looks like it. I'm seeing like a fishing lure or something. You know how you have those little things with the hooks on it. You know that fish, you know look like kind of either fish or insect or something. I get a picture of that. I don't know what to say, but that's kind of what I'm seeing. Did this thing ever, more, you know, maybe from the past, if you want to go fishing? That's what I'm probably asking, I guess.
Thank you for the relief.
Okay. Back to you, Carrie. Okay, you're welcome.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. Hopefully you are feeling better. That's great. So I'm just looking, Ron, on the fast chat. It does look like a lot of people got itchy from the mosquito release. And Pat is saying it's kind of like poison ivy symptoms. And where's it gone? David was saying his legs are itching, and a few other people. So that's interesting, that one. It's always interesting when unexpected things happen. You know, we think we're going to get a release for a certain thing, and then we don't have the problem, and then we get a clearing. So thank you. David is saying he's drinking the mosquito water, and it's relieving the leg itching.
Drinking the swamp water, huh?
Yeah, don't let any mosquitoes lay eggs in your water, David. and Heal was mentioning that we could be feeling mosquito bites on parallel lives, so that's a possibility too. That we're the cords from us to our clone selves on other timelines might be bringing the itching from their mosquito bites. I wonder if it's summer. Oops, I just dropped my pen. I wonder if it's summer, going into summer on every timeline, Ron, and mosquitoes are appearing on all of them.
All right, that could be. Got a beep again.
We got a beep again. Is somebody on the line?
Hi, yes, this is Janice.
Hi, Janice.
I needed to call in. I was trying to type and my fast chat went out on me, so.
Okay.
I wanted to share with you guys, and I was going to ask anybody else if they've been feeling any side effects or any sickness from doing the NATO poisoning.
The NATO clearing from the shows that Ron's done the samples on, and from the 8-hour intensive. Yeah, what have you been feeling?
Well, I first started out doing them. I did like 100 of them, and I really didn't feel anything. And, you know, I kept checking the sky. I didn't see any clouds come up or anything in the skies. But then I decided to keep going on them. And when I got over 100, I started on 101. It was like, wow, I just got hit with it. And then I did another 10 that night, and I thought I felt the effect so much. So I decided to continue on with it,
mm-hmm.
and I have, to this point right now, I've crashed about 360, but around the 190 point, I hit, I was just wondering if anybody else was feeling this. I got really, really, really sick, and I started vomiting up this stuff.
Wow.
It was really strange, and it was almost felt like a tubular thing of white gummy, I can't even describe it. And
wow.
It was was, and I thought, okay, well, you know, this is good. I'm getting it out of my body. And it that happened. I was, like, really sick between, like, 190 to maybe 240, just, you know, really belching a lot. And the belching would turn into these heaves, and then it would be this white frothy stuff was coming up out of my mouth. So I just, a lot to type on the fast chat, and I was just wondering if anybody else was feeling the effects of it actually coming out of your body. And after, in the next day, I did see the skies, and that, and I did see, you know, how you get with validation after doing timeline crashes, you know, when the sky starts breaking up with the clouds. The sky was perfectly blue, but then the clouds came up out of nowhere, and, you know, that's like my validation. So I'm feeling that I really need to continue doing them. I don't know if I'm going to, you know, I'll try for 500 and I'll see if I need to keep from that. But just really strong, heavy, dizzy, you know, really feeling the effects out of these poisoning ones. And Ron, I was going to ask.
That you got it up.
Pardon me?
Yeah, that's very good. That, you know, you're able to hang with it and not to, you know, kind of, you freaked out because this is happening and run in the other direction. Because, yeah, it's good to get that poisons out. So you're getting stuff that's so, I don't know what to say. It's so undercover that you don't know that it's even there. So it's great that it's getting released. Very, very good. Times that happens to me.
Okay.
I mentioned this before. Sometimes I'll be feeling okay. Then all of a sudden, I just feel a little odd, and I have to go up and actually throw up. And I throw up stuff out of my lungs. So somebody's doing a clearing on the website for maybe cancer of the lungs or something.
Mm.
I get all this fluid coming up, just kind of
wow.
Like sinus drained, you know. But I can feel that it's out of my lungs. It's really weird. Because normally when you upchuck, you know, it's bile. I don't have any of that. So anyway, that's one of the experiences that I have went through.
Well, and this was white frothy, too. It wasn't, yeah, it didn't feel like it was actually,
oh,
I don't
right.
know where it was coming from.
I don't know, yeah.
But,
like foaming, right?
Yeah, but the first major one almost felt like I, you know, like a cylinder of some type. It felt like a bean or a, I don't know, it was really strange. You know, it was long and it was just
It felt like you got rid of one of the critters.
I did. It was just really strange. I don't want to go into too much detail. But when you said, Ron, on one of the shows that it's like the epoxy glue type of scenario, that's when I got it. You know, it's like they've been giving us these poisons forever, and then now they're just going to add a component. Was that my understanding?
If that's your understanding, yeah. And that new component is going to activate all this stuff in it. Yes, uh-huh. That's what I kind of picked up. Can't really say, you know, guarantee this is what it is, but this is what it looks like to me. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, scare anybody or anything, but it could have been going on for, you know, quite a while, too. But anyway, this is what I'm picking up.
Okay, because, you know,
in the future, you know, this is very unusual for me to see something like this coming forth, where I can actually see something in the future coming down. So I don't normally look in the future at all.
Okay. Well, you know, well, we've been being, as long as I can remember, we've been being poisoned on this planet. You know, I mean, they've been putting antifreeze in our hand creams and, you know, mercury in our teeth and our fillings. And, I mean, the list is just endless when it comes to them poisoning us. So, you know, this is just another means of them getting to us. So, okay, well, I just wanted to share that and to see if anybody else was experiencing the extreme nausea with these clearings. It's been very, very, very powerful and empowering. So, thank you, guys.
Oh,
yeah.
Janice, that's so great that you're doing all these timeline crashes. I don't know how many people doing them, as well as experiencing it on the shows or the Sunday, the last Sunday intensive that Ron did. There was a lot. He cleared a lot of this nano stuff, so that's really terrific that you've taken the bull by the horns and gotten cracking on the timeline crashes. I'm assuming that as you get the numbers get higher and higher, your symptoms will start to subside. But it's terrific that you're getting it out of yourself, because when this release happens of the activating portion of whatever these nano things are in us, you won't have to go through that. So really well done. Kudos to you for doing that. That's really great. Terry's typing into the fast chat here that the nano clearings make him or her, I think it's a him, very nauseous too. So I remember I had a little nausea. I had a lot of fatigue after a lot of that stuff was cleared out too. It kind of wiped me out the next day with exhaustion for about 8 hours. So I guess we're all experiencing it a little differently, although I haven't done tons of timeline crashes on it yet, so maybe I would have more nausea from that. Maybe that brings a different effect, but that's really great to hear that you're doing that, Janice. Thank you. So
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you. So if you're done with questions, I think we have another caller.
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, I've had something odd happening. I've been on a diet for a few weeks now, and I've been sticking to it, but it's really weird. In the space of a few days, I weighed myself on like 5 different scales, and 3 of them said I was down into like 247, 249. And then 2 of them said I was up around 272. And I'm going, what is going on with me weighing 30 pounds more or less, depending on what time of day and which scale I'm on? Is my body being swapped in and out somehow with the old model and the new model, or is something like that going on?
Possibly different timelines. That you're experiencing. That's what I'm kind of picking up.
Okay, because it's very odd, you know. And also my blood pressure. Sometimes it'll be normal, and other times it's off the chart.
Maybe it depends what clone you're weighing.
Say again, Carrie?
Maybe it depends what clone you are weighing, what clone of yourself. Maybe
yeah,
you've got some clones
think,
coming
yeah.
in that haven't been on the diet.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking. And you know, that leads me then to then think, well, how often am I here and which me is here? The old
mm-hmm.
one, the new one, the one that's becoming, the future one? You know, what, you know, how much of us is really here when we're here?
Yeah, it's, yeah. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Oh, you know, and it's, yeah. I don't know. If we didn't understand, or at least, you know what we're talking about here a little bit, I don't know if we all understand it. I don't completely understand it fully either. All I know is what's happening. But as we figure this thing out a little bit, it gets to be like, it starts answering a lot of questions that you have answers to. Maybe you never thought of the question, and now all of a sudden you got an answer to a question that you never had. Makes perfectly good sense. You know?
Exactly. This is what Ron has been telling us. Every 10 minutes, you're swapped out. And I'm going, well, that's the only thing that could explain this. And so it's like what Ron is telling us is happening, and I'm watching it using analytical measurement devices.
Yep, that's
which
right.
Which is pretty strange. It's pretty strange. I just thought I'd tell you, it's really odd.
Yeah, I've been myself trying to lose some weight, and I'm eating hardly anything, and my weight's not going down. This is
that's
me,
what
Mary.
I had before
I'm,
I started
mainly,
this, yeah.
Most of the time compared to what I used to eat. And I don't quite understand it. You know, I know I'm taking in about at least half of the food that I used to eat, you know.
Yep.
And much, much smaller portions. And I'm drinking, trying to get a lot of liquids. And my weight is not decreasing. So I'm like, what the heck's going on here, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly the same thing what you just described. It used to be I'd be feeling full all the time. Now I'm hungry constantly. I'm tightening up my belt, and yet my weight sometimes stays as what it was. And, you know, I've cut down the intake to almost nothing, and nothing changes. And so I'm wondering, well, wait a minute, who's running the show here? Who's in charge of the body? It looks like I'm not. You know, and somebody else is deciding to keep me at whatever way it's at, no matter what I do, kind of a thing. And it's just very odd. But it was so unusual to have, you know, I'm just repeating myself now, but yeah, this is what you've been talking about.
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Ed.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good luck with the diet.
Great. Thanks. Good luck, Ron.
If you need some extra weight, anybody out there, Stan, I think an extra 20 pounds.
Have to buy a whole new wardrobe, that's the thing. Okay. All right. So let's see, what was I going to read out next? Stephanie has a situation, and she's wondering if it's nanotoxin related. And also, there was somebody else that was saying, I've gone to the next page now, but their wife was throwing up too from the nano clearing. So, you know, it's obviously not fun to throw up, but the good side, the positive side, the upside is that at least you know that you're getting this stuff out of you. So that is very positive, says Carrie, speaking in duality here. So, Ron, Stephanie says she's had a mysterious, unidentified condition for the last couple of weeks, and with a lot of inflammation, and so she's wondering if that is related to these nanotoxins. Can you tune in and see if that might be the case?
It doesn't feel like it. I don't see anything being related to it that I can pick up. So I would say probably not. As far as what it is, I don't know, but it doesn't feel like it.
The thing with these nanotoxins is, as far as we know, they're not active right now. It's like something that's in every little bit of us, but it's dormant until part two gets released into the atmosphere and joins it. So we might not have any symptoms at all just from them being in our bodies, is my understanding. What do you think, Ron?
Yeah, and it could be coming across a little bit as you do the clearings, knowing that you're focusing on it. You are getting rid of these things that are dormant in you. So that's the good thing.
Right. And then Mike was writing in just saying timeline crash nano poisoning. So if there are people listening who would like to do the timeline crashing on this, is that what we should put in, nano poisoning? Maybe Janice, you can write in what words you put in the timeline crash, but that sounds good to me. Ron, what do you think?
Yeah, that does sound fine. Yeah, just know that you know, when you start working on this, it's not going to be something that's like the other clearings, because you're dealing with stuff that's been in you for a long time. Clearing comes up, I'm going to go back to the year zero, and that's how far back we're going. So, I have a new body when you get done.
Yep.
So, I don't know what actually happened on the planet. During you know, Sunday with the eclipse and stuff, not feeling too much myself, but did see some weird clouds. All I can say is that. So I don't know what is actually going on now with the energy of the planet. We'll just have to see what's going on. something is happening, and I just don't know what it is. That's you, Carrie.
Okay. I see Victor is also saying, I am gaining weight from mostly liquids and little foods also. So it seems I eat about half what I used to eat, too. And I mean, I'm not trying to lose weight, but I haven't lost any weight. I would have thought I would, you know, ordinarily by cutting. I mean, I'm not intentionally cutting back food. I just don't seem to need so much. But I still have a little squidge on me that doesn't disappear. So it's interesting. This does seem to be happening in different ways to a lot of us. Okay, I'm trying to look for a question. Blah, 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 blah. I don't see that one that you just saw from Ashley. My fast chat must be slow tonight.
I don't see it either on mine either, so maybe
it's... Oh, okay. You got it elsewhere. Okay. All right. Let's see. What time is it? I have 49. Ellen says she's going to try the timeline crashing of the nano stuff. That'll be great if a bunch of us do that. We're gonna hopefully preempt this situation from even happening. That would be really wonderful. That will help the planet. Everybody, not just us. Okay, refreshing the fast chat. Larry is saying, maybe timelines corded from poison something to people. Yeah, not sure what that is, Larry. P is asking, what nanotoxin clearing? So this is... Ron has been doing some sample clearings on the last few shows and also on the 8-hour intensive this past Sunday. Those of us that were on that, he was doing a lot of clearing on that. And then there's going to be an online version of this coming soon, hopefully by the end of the week, so that we can all get on that. Those are the clearings that Ron's talking about with this nanotechnology toxin that's kind of sitting latent in all of us. So if there's any other part of that question that you need answered, P, just type it in more specifically. And I'm trying to get some questions. Let's have a look. Mike's asking, do toxins hold extra tissue and fluid?
I would say yes. Remember, you could be getting some type of alien creature out of you that has manifested. That's a possibility. Can't say that for sure, and don't want to freak anybody out, but they came from somewhere, from the beyond or something, you know, and this is nanotechnology, where it's just something that can be activated at some point, with other things, so it's a catalyst to bring things forward. I don't know what exactly about it. All I know is that we kind of fell upon it. That's the, I guess, the good and bad news.
Well, ultimately, it's good, Ron, because you've come up with a solution for us. So, kind of a happy accident on an unhappy topic.
Yes.
So, all right. Janice is wondering. So, are our bodies holding weight for a reason? What could be the reason?
Don't know. Wish I knew.
Yeah. All right. I don't see any of the questions right now, so maybe we can just mention that there is one more Sunday in the May intensives coming up at the end of the month. I mean, it is kind of the end of the month, unbelievably, already. excuse me. So that's this coming Sunday, and if you haven't been on it this month, you can still come for the last one, and there is that free clearing that Ron's been giving away to people on the call this month, the fetus and birth trauma clearing, which is a whole life clearing, and it has an incident box. So if you know specifics about your birth that were difficult, you can clear those in the custom box there, which is very helpful. Most of us do know some things about our birth. If there was a trauma, you probably were told about it later, and you can go in and clear those and get that energy off you that's been with you all your life. Ron, do you want to add anything about that clearing? Because we don't usually talk about it, but since you've been giving that to people, it's come up.
I think you said it all. It's a great clearing to experience and get rid of different things that, you know, you might be afraid of, you know, anything, and that could be from birth trauma. You don't know what happened during your birth, you know. What did the doctors do to you? You know, you may not have been too conscious. Just many things can happen that you know nothing about during the birthing process. Let's just put it that way. The fear of your mother being transferred to you, you know, there's all kinds of things, you know. You know, you could probably just use your imagination there and be
Yeah, there's a lot of physical stuff and there's a lot of emotional stuff. There's just the, oh boy, here I am, again thing,
yeah.
Too. I know when you did the 4-in-1 with me, Ron, I remember feeling a lot of sadness when we were doing the, what part, which clearing was it where you go to the, in the womb? I'm blanking out on what portion. Maybe it wasn't the 4-in-1. You know, I think it was the whole life emotional clearing was when I had the sadness from conception to birth of being sad that I was coming back here. So you could clear that, too, on this fetus and birth trauma one because you've got the sadness or shock or feeling trapped that you're having to have another life here, too. I'm just thinking of this right now and making note. I should go in and clear that myself. So there's a lot of ways that you can use this clearing because so much is involved in our birth. And if your mother or father are still alive, you could call them and get some details that perhaps you don't know yet and clear those.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, I have 56, Ron. I don't know if we should...
Yep, I think we should probably...
wrap it up.
Wrap it up here. So, anyway, everybody, interesting show today. Maybe it'll be maybe more interesting on Friday as we do Paranormal Night. So, let's say thank you, everybody, for calling in and being with us. We'll bring in some peace energy. Here it comes. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Bring the light beam up. We'll energize that for the next hour, we'll say, a little bit over an hour. And we got our wonderful decloning call tomorrow. So that starts at 5:30 PST. So if you want to have replicas of you that are dealing with situations, and that's your situation that they're dealing with, because it becomes you as they're here, emotional, physically, then you can... have that release. So here we go. Bring in the peace energy. Thank you, BBS, and everybody listening. So we'll see you later. Thank you, Carrie. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Ron. Night-night, everybody.
Bye.